Nabil, episode 4. We've made it.
We made it! The big 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah, and we're not together again. It's probably better for our sanity.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we had one together, so we might as well.
It was quite an emotional 24 hours, wasn't it?
It was. It was a roller coaster.
Oh, look, this morning's just started.
Oh, this morning. Yeah, because we're actually recording in the morning today.
Clues in the name. It's amazing, isn't it?
And, it's absolutely amazing.
There's going to be a lot of actuality in this episode.
Yeah, do you want to start with some actuality?
I'm going to do some as well.
Okay, well, I'll let you
do yours. I'm doing some cereal. And I'm pressing the cereal down into the milk, so it's nice and moist.
Oh.
And I'll do some little spoon against the side of the bowl sounds. Oh, that's nice.
I would just like to apologise, because by the time the last episode was recorded, the episode before that wasn't out, and I would just like to apologise for the sounds that was created by my body. That was disgusting and unacceptable.
Are you talking about the poo episode?
Yeah.
Have you got any feedback from that?
Splashback.
Hey! Oh!
Quality value, sign me up. a few people were disgusted.
So people listened to it and then had an opinion on it?
Of being disgusted.
Do you have any names of these people? Were any of them family members?
No family members. I'm keeping hush. It's a part of my life I don't want to revisit, really.
One of your mates, though, he gave us a better name, or like a better reason for doing it.
I was quite upset we missed that opportunity.
So it's your mate Watco, isn't it?
Yeah.
And he said, is it the Poocast because it's episode number 2?
It should have been. Why didn't we think of it?
Well, I think we were just too enthralled in your bowel movements to kind of think about it.
Yeah, that's fair. I would like to say, in person, the sounds weren't that vile.
No, you know what's really funny is, so I played it back and it wasn't very loud, and our reaction was very loud. So I thought, you know what, we need to kind of ramp up the plot. So I selected just the second long plop, and then I just like maxed the sound right up to max, so you'd fully be able to hear it. So it was a nice loud plop.
It was disgusting, and I'm a vile creature for doing it.
What are you eating then?
I haven't started yet. Do you want me to? Yeah, we was going to do this, wasn't we? So I've got a box of cereal here, right? And
yeah.
You've got to guess what it is from the pour into the bowl.
Right, go for it.
You ready?
Hmm.
What was that cereal?
Right. So I'm going to talk you through my thinking process. That sounds like quite a thick kind of item. So I'm thinking something more like a Frosty.
Oh, you're not far off. Straight away.
Is it cornflake?
Closer.
Bran.
No. Colder. A lot colder.
What's closer to a... What's closer to a cornflake?
Think about it for a second, boy. Think about it.
Shredded wheat?
Nope. You might as well not.
Right. I said Frosty and cornflake. I don't know what other variation of those two there are.
It's similar to a Frosty and a cornflake.
Isn't like all brand nearer to that?
No.
I don't know then. I'm going to have to give up.
Crunchy nut, mate.
Oh, crunchy nut. Oh. I did not have you down as a crunchy nut guy.
Well, I'm not in particular, but it's just in the cupboard, so I thought, why not? I had some the other day because there was nothing else I fancied, and I quite enjoyed it, so here we are.
They're doing a segment on This Morning right now about the heat and how to deal with it. And one of the methods is get a fan and then put a bunch of ice cubes in front of it.
Oh, that's not a bad idea.
No. I mean, how are you coping with the heat, Lee?
Well, when I first moved back to Mansfield, I couldn't sleep in my bedroom. I had to sleep on the sofa.
Oh, really?
Yep, that's how hot it was.
Oh, not good. I'm not coping at all well. I'm struggling. I'm delirious.
I can tell in your voice.
I had to get a paddling pool. I sent you a photo of me and that yesterday, didn't I? You enjoyed that.
Yeah, I enjoyed that.
Ooh, little topless pic. Little nip slip. Oh.
Nip slip for the ladies.
And Lee. Leroy.
And me. Yep. I enjoy a good nip slip.
But yeah. So that's been happening. And we went back. When we did see each other the other day, it was quite a fun experience, didn't it? Wasn't it?
I believe so, yes.
So we went out for this awards, which we've kind of been banging on a bit, and we did the kind of commentary upstairs, so we did some fun chat about that.
No, we did the commentary, not kind of commentary.
We did the commentary. It was kind of like Eurovision style, but not really. We were kind of just very sarcastic about what was happening and kind of just having a lol.
Mm-hmm.
Have you listened back to any of the commentary?
I haven't yet.
Any great bands? No.
Well, I remember it being fun, though.
Yeah, a good time was had by all.
What was your favourite bits, listening back?
I did... This is probably going to sound really bad, but the end. I really like the end. We played the Smiths, and we both did our best Mancunian accents.
I can't remember doing a Manc accent.
We both said Manchester, but Manchester, like that.
Manchester.
Like that. It was amazing.
Like Terry Christian.
Oh, what a host. What a host.
Oh, dear.
I don't think he'll be friend of the show anytime soon.
No, I don't. No, I don't want him to be.
No, he weirds me out a bit.
He's a very odd fella. He's gone grey, though. I didn't expect him to go grey.
Yeah, I mean, you kind of think that some people are immune from that sort of thing. And Terry Christian was on my immune list.
Yeah, and there he was. Grey as... I can't think of something grey that's funny.
TV controller.
Like I said, I can't think of anything that's funny.
He didn't come to the pub afterwards either. Full mandem at the pub, minus Terry Christian.
It's because we're a threat.
It's because we're, we don't suck up to him.
We're the new Henry Normal and Steve Coogan. He's scared of that.
We actually do need to get to writing some stuff, don't we? Because we're the future of comedy in the UK.
Yeah, we are.
Sorry, I'm just drinking my cereal milk.
Yeah, oh, sorry, I never asked. How rude of me. What cereal have you had?
I have Cocoa Pops.
Ah, Cocoa Pops. Cocoa Pops and milk. Make a bowl full of fun. Right, they have to pay us now.
And what about you, listener at home?
There we go, that should have been enough time for him to fill in the blank.
Sorry, I was going to say, we should probably start the podcast. Do you have an ad?
Oh, yeah. This week's sponsor of Nabil is Grimesicles, recycling dirt, filth and sewage into a new tasty icicle lollipop.
Oh, that's grim.
That's Grimesicles sponsoring Nabil episode 4.
When you said Grimesicle, I thought that the Grime Mandem had all joined together for a new startup.
I did think. Obviously, this is a real advert, but I did think about taking that route. But
Jeremy Skepta, it's like BBK, Grimesicle all day, like BBK, Wiley on the lollipop.
Wiley on the lollipop.
While he's got his raspberry.
All right, mate.
D-double-E's got the strawberry. I'm trying to think of other grime rappers. Dizzy Rascal, he's got no flavour because he's too cool for this.
You like grime, don't you? I thought you'd know.
I love grime. I'm just... The heat, mate. The heat.
This weekend, I'm going to see Kano.
Mmm.
Grime father.
Are you going to be there three wheels up? Are you going to do your pullback? Do you know what a pull-up is?
Pull-up?
Yeah.
Like push-up, mate.
So you put two fingers in the air and you turn them in a circle counterclockwise like you're pulling up a record and you shout, pull-up, like that. And then the DJ knows, oh, they like this song. I should restart it. But do you want to know a funny thing about that? Is there was a reviewer from the Metro that went to Skepta's gig at Ali Pali, like a huge gig, and probably Skepta's one of his biggest. And the reviewer in the Metro said, there seemed to be a lot of technical difficulties. They kept on restarting songs and shouting, pull up.
That's quite funny.
I think even my mum knows what a pull up is.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Do you have a phrase to start this week?
Do I have a phrase?
Strip to your speedos, it's Nabil.
I like it.
Way, strip to your speedos, it's Nabil. Way, we're starting the podcast.
Put your butter in the fridge.
Way,
it's Nabil.
Way. Right, theme tune plays. In it.
We're back in the game. Oh, I've got bloody bogeys.
Oh, what a great way to start. So, what's been happening in your life?
I moved out of uni.
Oh, are you emotional?
Emotional wreck, mate.
But yeah, so what's life been like? Home life, return to the home life.
Well, I only moved on Sunday, and we're recording this on a Tuesday morning.
So,
on a Tuesday morning.
A lot's happened.
Not really. I unpacked, and I'm going to Glastonbury next week, so I was unpacking to pack again, so.
Oh. I went to the supermarket with my mum the other day.
Oh, right. Tell me about it.
So my dad and my sister went out to do the recycling, so I had to go to the supermarket. And there's something that's been... It's kind of... I reckon...
Wait, hang on.
Go for it.
You had to go out to do recycling?
Yeah, because we have so much that we have to take it down to the recycling thing.
You have so much?
Yeah, because we don't... Like, our box that we get is not big enough.
Don't you get a bin?
No, well, so we only have the green bin, and then we don't have the recycling one because you have to pay for it. And we're like, well, we could just drive 5 minutes down the road and shove it in the thing.
Oh, fair, I guess.
Plus, we get so much that, like, because they only come once every other week, that it's easier just to go, like, once a month down to the recycling thing with, like, loads and loads of stuff.
Okay, I'll let you off then.
Thank you. So, I know something that my mum, I think she's been doing it all my life, but it kind of really, really got to me the other day. She basically, when we're out, she'll try, I don't know if she thinks because I'm too boring or she's just desperate for like self approval from other people. She kind of tries to impress other people, like complete strangers, just like instead of me. So she'll like basically by taking the piss out of me. So like there was one thing I thought, oh, I'll get like a brownie kit and make some brownies this week as like I'm home, I don't have anything to do, it might be a nice thing to do for the family.
Yeah.
And so we were looking at the brownie kits and she goes, oh yeah, no, I said, oh, I could maybe just get the really easy one, like the Peppa Pig one or whatever it was. And she goes, oh yeah, because the Peppa Pig one looks like it's not too hard. And then she like smiles at someone across the alley. It's like, sorry, across the aisle. It's like, sorry, who are you trying to impress here? Like, you know when someone says something at a raised volume and then like laughs or like smiles afterwards, yeah. Like, oh,
give someone a wink.
Check out this guy, what an idiot, that sort of thing. I was like, and then when we went to the till to pay, she was like lolling away with the woman, and the woman started telling me off because she's like, the woman started literally, she was like, are you gonna do fruit and veg then? So I'm like, yeah, okay, I'll do that. So I set up, I open a bag ready to do it, and this woman starts literally just scanning stuff and throwing it at me, and I'm literally like, oh my god, what is she doing? First of all, I've got to eat this, so could you please stop trying to damage it? And yeah. Second of all, I'm like, what are you doing? And she starts throwing at me and then having a go at me. She's like, no, mate, when I throw this stuff at you, you're meant to put it in the bag? And then my mum's like, oh, he's like that, isn't he? And then she laughs, and those two start laughing at me. It's like, mum, you're meant to be on my side. Oh, I was not a happy bunny. I was not a happy bunny when I left.
I can imagine.
Do your family ever do this to you? Take the piss out of you in front of strangers?
No, because I'm the alpha male in the house.
At times, I think I'm the alpha male, because my dog... You know how dogs go up, like, they tend to cozy up to the biggest, like, the male figure in the house?
Yeah.
My dog tends to cozy up to me more than my dad, and it really annoys my dad.
That's good.
What are you doing now?
Sorry, I'm still eating my cereal. It's not like just having a bag of crisps, it's a full bowl of cereal.
Right, I'll be quiet for a bit. We'll have some actuality in the podcast. Should we just do that?
Okay.
And if you put the mic on the side, we'll just embrace the silence.
Right, okay. I've just dribbled it all down my chin.
Oh, this is lovely. So, we went to the pub the other night afterwards. You kind of mentioned it, but did you have fun at the pub, Lee?
I had a lovely time. Apparently, Jeff got kicked out of the club after.
A friend of the show, Jeff. He gave us a big shout-out the other day. He said, he asked us what we're doing now. He said, you're going to get a job or are you just going to do Nebeel? he knew who we were.
Yeah, that's a fair point. He knows
how amazing this podcast is.
He knows it's the future of radio and it's pushing the boundaries every week
of audio. I mean, one week we're having a poo, another week we're eating cereal. I mean, what's next?
Who knows? Who actually knows?
But one thing we do know is we'll probably discuss the hit in great depth on the podcast. We'll probably have a production meeting on air about what we're gonna do.
Bless him. I don't know why I blessed him after that.
Yeah, why'd you bless Jeff? Maybe we need some blessing. Bless us.
Bless us, oh Father.
But we had a funny moment. We were having a nice chat with Jeff, weren't we? And then this girl who I've only spoken to like once or twice.
Yeah, I've spoken to her about the same.
Because we have a mutual friend who we're not going to name because it will give it away. And
I wouldn't say hello to this girl in the corridor.
No, neither would I. I wouldn't even smile at her.
Like, I certainly wouldn't after this performance.
I wouldn't, yeah. And she came over and sat with us, just randomly. And I don't think Jeff likes her that much.
No, you could tell he was, what's the word? Miffed, I think. I think we'll say miffed.
Yeah, miffed. And she came over and just like, ultra lad, she was like, oh yeah, guys, do you know, I'm like going on a lad's holiday this year with like 9 guys. And then she said, oh, we're such good mates that she gets sent photos of their testicles and she has to guess whose testicle it is.
It's awful, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't dream of doing that with you.
They're definitely gangbanging her on that holiday.
Hot Lee! Leroy! I kept on saying that, though. I said, have you slept with any of them? And she said, no, I'm just one of the lads. It's like, I don't know what lad group I'm in, but I've only seen my friend's bollocks, like, maybe once or twice where we skinny dipped.
I didn't expect that at all. Skinny dipped?
Yeah, one new year. It was like, we all got really drunk. This was a few years ago. And
when you did drink.
Yeah, shut up. And it was like midnight, just after midnight, and I was like, guys, come on, let's go into the water. It was a really posh girl's house, and we were like, let's just get in the pond. Let's go for a swim. So we went for a swim in the pond.
Lovely stuff.
Yeah, it was lovely.
Yeah, I've seen a few. No, I've seen my mates with knobs and things, but not all the, like, we wouldn't send them to each other.
No, I wouldn't. And when I have seen them, it's not been like, look at my knob. It's kind of been like, oh, we're doing this other thing, and my knob happens to be out. Sounded a lot worse than it was, didn't it?
We're doing this other thing and my knob just happens to be out.
But yeah, so I did, and then Jeff gave it a great name, Guesticle, obviously.
Guesticle, yeah. She's going to be the victim of a bukkake, isn't she?
Oh, jeez, Lee, we cannot say that.
We can, because we haven't named her.
I was watching this film, Why Him, with Bryan Cranston, James Franco, yeah. And they mentioned bukkake in it, and he gives a different definition for it, because he didn't want to tell Bryan Cranston's character what a bukkake was. Mm. And I was watching it with my parents, and they both turned to me and went, what is a bukkake?
Oh.
And, like, to be fair, I'm not prude at all around them. Like, I will happily watch, like, anything with them. Like, we've watched all of Game of Thrones together, and that's pretty rude.
Nice, but family viewing.
But when they said, do you know what a bukkake is? I was like, ah. Oh.
Anyway, sorry, getting back to that girl. I almost said her name then.
Oh, I'm glad. And then she left eventually after. She kept on saying, I feel very uncomfortable. And we all kept on going to the loo one by one, just to kind of like, get away from it. I was like, oh, I need the loo. Yeah, just because we want to get rid of her. And then luckily she left and we had a nice chat with Jeff. So always went well that ended well.
Yeah, we did.
My personal favourite thing of the night, and I was remembering this yesterday, and it made me actually laugh out loud. You know when you have a funny thought and you just go, I did that. And it was how friend of the show, Tom Hoy... Jeff kept on going up to Tom Hoy and going, hey, Tom Hoy comedy. He's never spoken to Tom before and he just kept on going, hey, Tom Hoy comedy.
Oh, <that's
laughs> and it made me laugh a lot on the night, but it made me laugh more yesterday.
Yeah.
Hey,
Tom Hoy comedy.
Tom Hoy comedy.
Tom Hoy comedy. That was an awful impression, sorry.
Yeah, but I don't mind because it was funny. What else have you got?
What else haven't I got, Ben?
I don't know.
Well, obviously this week Brexit negotiations started up, so I wondered what celebrity you would like to deport.
Do they have to not be British?
No, we can deport British people.
Gillian McKeith.
Who?
Gillian McKeith.
Oh my, I know that, I can't think who she is.
She's the one that used to inspect people's poos.
Oh yeah,
And she's the one that fainted. She would have loved our last week's episode. Or week before last.
Of course she would.
Yeah. She fainted on, what was it, I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, when she did the live challenge once. Awful.
Yeah.
Just a truly awful woman.
Oh dear. Sorry, sneezing. And she was on Celebrity Big Brother this year, wasn't she?
Oh, was she? Oh, God.
Yeah, because there was a massive storm kicked up by her.
Oh, she's just... No.
And then she had a really heated interview with Philip Schofield on This Morning where they were shouting at each other.
Really?
Yeah. And on the aftermath of that, apparently Rufus Hound quit Celebrity Juice because of an episode she was on, because of her.
Oh yeah, it's the one where she was horrible to him, and then they got into an argument, and then I do remember this. It's on the Richard Herring podcast, if you want to listen to it. We'll give him a plug, and then he might give us one back, because that's how it works, isn't it?
Yeah, well, he's just starting a new series, so he might do. Paul Merton last week.
You know what would be really funny is if we deported Barry Chuckle and Paul Chuckle was just left in the lurch.
Oh, but that would be really funny, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would be, to be fair.
He was in some episodes of Still Open All Hours.
Was he?
But Paul wasn't in it.
Traitor.
He just played a man who had a dog that was massive, and he just kept coming into the shop with it on the leash, and then it pulls him out again.
That is good.
Quality.
I laughed at although I'll bleep that out.
You just dropped that in there out of nowhere. Well, didn't we all laugh at?
It was kind of the epitome of this show. That's kind of when we found our voice, when people were like, oh, that's what they do.
Exactly. It's the foundations of Never Hill.
I want to play your favourite game and mine.
What is your favourite game and mine?
Celebrity birthday.
Oh, boy!
Today is a very good day. We're recording this on June 20th, and there's a lot of good people's birthdays today. So we can have multiple rounds of this. We can do...
Yeah?
Because I've got a lot here that you'll know. I know that for a fact you'll know 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Oh, come on then, let's get...
You'll know
make
8.
A cup of tea. Out of excitement.
So, let's play the first one. Okay, let's play the first one. Yes or no questions. Off you go, Leroy Wilkinson.
Are they female?
Yes.
Are they an actor or actress?
Yeah.
Are they British?
No.
Are they American?
No.
Oh, are they Canadian?
No.
French?
No. Think further afield.
Further afield. Are they Japanese?
No.
Are they Australian?
Yes.
Oh, right. Are they middle-aged?
Yes.
Ooh. Australian middle-aged female actors.
Come on, there's only like one really famous one.
Well, there must be an American film, surely.
Yeah.
Oh, what's her name? Melissa McCarthy, what's her last name?
I don't know who you're thinking of.
No, okay, well, it's not her. It's not
they
her.
Were married to a very famous actor. Like, probably one of the most famous actors in the world.
Oh, I don't know. can't think of. What have they been in?
Most recently, they were in Lion.
Not seen it.
I
don't even know what that is.
Bewitched with Will Ferrell. You definitely know who this person is. Australia, the film.
They've not been in very much, though.
No, they've done a lot. But it's all
like... you're scraping the barrel with these.
Paddington movie. I know they've been in some really big franchises, so I need to find their IMDb.
Paddington. So it's the woman, the mum in Paddington.
No. She was the villain in the first one.
Paddington?
Paddington, yeah.
There's only been one. Oh, sorry, I've took my phone with me, but not the...
They were in Moulin Rouge, Batman Forever.
I've got no idea.
They've made $3.7 billion at the box office. She's going to be in Aquaman. She's been in The Railway Man, Monte Carlo, Nicole Kidman.
Oh, Nicole Kidman.
See, when you try and think of actual, like, individual films, it's quite hard for her.
It very much is.
Like, she's an amazing actress, don't get me wrong, but...
Oh, right, okay, try again.
Who right, next.
Hang on, who's she married?
She was married to Tom Cruise.
Oh, I didn't know that. Scientology's Tom Cruise.
Yeah, Tom Cruise off of Scientology.
Yeah.
Right, are you ready for the next one?
Yeah, ready.
I'm hoping you get this one. Right.
That was disappointing, that last one.
Oh, I know, I'm sorry. Don't worry, it'll get easier.
Okay.
Off you go.
Are they male?
Yes.
Are they an actor?
Yes.
Are they American?
Yes.
Tom Cruise.
Imagine.
Are they middle-aged?
A bit over. Actually, quite a bit over. They're old now.
Have they been in a big film over the last 5 years?
Several.
Are they part of a franchise?
Yes.
But you have to think about it. So they're not a main character.
And also they got killed off in another one in the first movie. So kind of like, it's hard to...
Oh. Have they won an Oscar?
I don't know, actually.
Won
a Golden Globe.
Right. That doesn't really narrow it down.
But the Golden Globe was for a sitcom that he was in.
A sitcom? Oh. Chevy Chase. Is it Chevy Chase?
No. He's one of the most... He has been in Community, and he is one of the most frequent hosts of SNL.
John Goodman!
Yes!
Yeah!
I knew you'd get it, because he is famous.
He is famous.
He is famous, and he's done, like, the one that I was trying to hint at, he's done, he's in Kong, Skull Island, and that's going to turn into a franchise.
Ah, yeah.
But obviously that was quite hard, and the franchise that he's been in is Transformers.
Yeah.
It was quite a hard one.
You got Golden Globe for Roseanne.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. So I knew you'd get it because you do love a good sitcom.
Yeah, I do.
Right.
Guilty as charged.
Right.
He's all right. Bless him.
Do you want me to list off some of the other people that I know you would know, but
okay,
it might have taken you a while? Frank Lampard.
Yeah.
Lionel Richie.
Yeah.
Brian Wilson.
Yeah.
And Christopher Mintz-Platt.
Who?
Oh, you maybe wouldn't have got him. He was in Superbad. He's like the really nerdy one. Oh, what's it? The one that has the fake idea.
Yeah, I just didn't know his name.
Yeah. So, like, you would have done all right. It would have taken you a while for the other ones, I reckon.
Yeah. I've had fun today. Having breakfast with Ben. On our podcast, it's been nice. So thank you for listening, and thank you, Ben, for being there.
Thank you, Lee, for being in my ear the whole time.
Yes. Next time I'll give a very hungover review of Glastonbury next week.
I'm excited. This has been Nebula episode 3. 4. 4.
4. Number 4. We've
join us four. Next week. See? We've got a release date now, Thursdays. So yay.
Is that going to be our release date?
Thursday is release day now.
Lovely stuff. Right?
Right. Thank you. Bye. 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 Theme tune. Bye.